Good afternoon and welcome to Anime Souffle Live in conjunction with Anime Diet. I'm your host, Jeremy Booth from Los Angeles, and this is my audio column. Tonight I'm going to talk to you about anime in the mainstream, or otherwise known as anime and the other folks. Recently, Cartoon Network has just confirmed Death Note will be airing on October 20th on Adult Swim. This started me thinking about how many times I had tried to get people to watch anime and had not necessarily succeeded. Perhaps many of you have had these experiences, if not so lucky as to have a group of people around you that are naturally interested in anime. Your friends, classmates, co-workers, and other innocent bystanders are all unfamiliar with anime. You have discovered at some point yourself the wealth of comedy, action, and entertainment to be found in anime. However, your conversations with others are plagued with statements like, "Oh right, you mean like Dragon Ball Z? My little brother watches that." Or, "Ew, that's like those weird shows with girls being molested by tentacles, right?" Or even worse, in conversation of someone of the opposite sex who you may or may not be interested in, "Oh, those are like cartoons, huh?" Many was the time I attempted to give people around me opportunities to watch anime and see for themselves just how good it could be. Some were mildly entertained, and perhaps even laughed at the funny bits, or they were slightly even engrossed at the more serious bits. However, I never had so much success at interesting norms into anime as when I all but stopped trying. This was, of course, after I started Anime Souffle Anime Club to help bring my own kind together, so to speak. At one of our last meetings at the infamous Blue House, my practically anime-hating roommate walked in along with my indifferent roommate as we all were watching Death Note. I stared in amazement as he didn't turn around after 5 seconds and walk out. But instead, he sat down and watched it as my other roommate stood in the doorway watching as well. After it was all over, I asked them both what they thought. "Pretty interesting," he said. I did a clenched fist inside and said, "Yes!" I said I could give him some more to watch, and I gave him all the episodes I had before I moved out. I've not discussed it with him since, but perhaps when it comes on TV, he'll watch it. Maybe many others will watch it too, and be converted, at least to Death Note. Well, it's a start. This is Jeremy signing off for Anime Souffle Live at Anime Diet. Remember to keep your anime diet going strong. And if you're in the Los Angeles area and also want to get your fill of tasty anime fun at Anime Souffle, you can find out more at www.anime-souffle.com. Ciao, mata!